The Evansville Otters scored 6 unanswered runs to defeat the Thunderbolts 6-2 in the rubber match of a 3-game series at Standard Bank Stadium Thursday afternoon. David Oppenheim opened the scoring for the Thunderbolts in the first inning.
Payoff pitch to Oppenheim. Driven out to deep right field, back towards the wall. That ball is gone! It's the first career home run for the rookie out of USC, David Oppenheim, and the Thunderbolts take a first inning lead.
It was the first home run for the Thunderbolts since opening night. They doubled their lead in the third as Darius Day drew a leadoff walk, stole second and third, and scored on Oppenheim's ground out. Jeremy Jacobs pitched well through 3 innings but had control problems in the fourth. The Otters loaded the bases on 2 hit batters and a single and got their first run across on a Manny Cruz sacrifice fly. Ryan Long tied the score with a single, and Zach Wells gave Evansville the lead with an RBI double. Steve Heilenbach gave Windy City 3 shutout innings out of the bullpen, but Evansville starter Patrick McGuff held the Thunderbolts hitless after the second, holding the score at 3-2. The Otters put the game away in the eighth inning, again loading the bases with 1 out. Jeff Gardner drew a walk to score the first run, and Travis Harrison singled home 2 more. McGuff threw 8 innings, allowing just 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out 7, and earned the win. Jacobs gave up 3 runs in 4 innings with 4 strikeouts to take his first professional loss. The Thunderbolts hit the road to start a 3-game series in Normal on Friday. Jake Welch gets the Game 1 start as the Bolts get their first look this season at the Normal Corn Belters. First pitch from the Corn Crib is scheduled for 7:05, and the broadcast can be heard on WXAV 88.3 FM and WXAV.com.